There's a full moon coming. I don't know. Wow. Well, how about we start with a word of prayer? Amen. How about that? Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you for this time, this authentic time of imperfection, yet we are made perfect in you. Thank you, God, for this moment. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you, God, for what is to come, all that you are doing in the life of our church, in each of us, and right here in our community. We bless your holy name, God, for you are worthy of all the praise. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. I am Reverend Sheila Bates, for those of you who may be new with us, lead pastor here at Cokesbury United Methodist Church. Again, as we keep saying, it's just a tad bit chilly out here, but with the worship that has gone on, we have definitely warmed up. Can you say amen to that? Have you warmed up just a little bit? Okay, amen. Good, good, good. As I have been, you know, thinking about this song and this passage and worship today, it came to mind, and my daughter's going to, she's going to kill me because she's always like, Mom, you probably shouldn't sing, but I'm going to do it anyway. Whenever I think about praising God and singing praises to his name, the song, Oh, Give Thanks Unto the Lord, comes to my mind. Are you familiar with that one? Yes. Okay. So some of you are familiar. So I'm going to sing it the way that we used to sing it back in the day. And if you know it, just join me. If you know it at home as you're worshiping with us, just come alongside, and the band, they left because they probably don't want me to sing either. But I'm going to try it anyway. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm feeling a little bit punchy. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good, for he is worthy, worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. So today I ask what seems to be a simple question. Why should we give thanks to God? Why should we give thanks to God? I have to admit, sometimes it's hard to be thankful. It's hard to have what many of us may recognize as an attitude of gratitude. It is hard when your friends and loved ones are mourning and grieving and pain and filled with anxiety. It is hard at times to be vulnerable even before God. You may have heard that being thankful is in many ways a choice, but today I'm not talking about counting your blessings, though I pray you are still adding to your list of blessings we continue to talk about. But I want to talk about how being thankful to God is in our reminder, which we will find in verse 12, to remember that wonderful works that God has done. To remember those wonderful works that God has done. Hear me, saints, this morning. Thanksgiving and gratitude are a worthy offering to God. Thanksgiving and gratitude are a worthy offering to God. There's an old story of a man in Budapest who goes to the rabbi and complains. He says, life is unbearable. There are 9 of us living in one room. What can I do? The rabbi answers, take your goat into the room with you. The man is confused, my goat? But the rabbi insists, do as I say and come back in a week. So the man does what he says. and a week later returns to the rabbi looking more distraught than ever. He tells the rabbi, the goat is filthy. The rabbi then tells him, go home and let the goat out and come back in a week. The man returns to the rabbi more radiant than ever, exclaiming, life is beautiful. We enjoy every minute of it. Now there's no goat and only the nine of us. I love that story because it's a lot of fun to tell. But it makes me think about that old adage that things could always be worse, right? That adage also happens to be on my top list of phrases to never say. Things could always be worse. I mean, how can we think of worse things when we are telling of God's great things? How can we think of worse things when we continuously tell of God's great things? Today marks the fifth week into our series, Revival Stronger Than Ever, where every week through the Chronicler, we have touched upon the timeless principles that God has laid before us. Action-oriented principles. These principles invite us to humble ourselves before the Lord while we're worshiping God, to pray often through God's grace to turn away from our sinful ways, turn away, not turn back, turn away from our sinful ways. Does this sound familiar to you all? Asking God for an understanding heart and the wisdom and the knowledge that can only come from God. Seeking the generosity and commitment needed to build a heartfelt temple while acknowledging, Pastor Ashley, the comfort of God. As we continue to grow and journey through this passage, today is about regaining a perspective of gratitude and a spirit of thanksgiving as a worthy offering to God, making us stronger than ever. We find ourselves in the midst of the chronicler describing the successful conclusion of the task of restoring the Ark of the Covenant. As you read Chronicles 16, you will see how it connects us to different verses in Psalm 95, also in Psalm 105 and 106. As you read through it, it will sound very familiar. The Psalms sing of God's faithfulness to Israel. We've witnessed in 1st and 2nd Chronicles God's appearance to King David and King Solomon. We have witnessed the gifts of God's people to build the temple. And now King David is involved in this presentation of burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before God. Dear ones, this sounds very much like our communion, our very own Thanksgiving. David has blessed the people in the name of the Lord and presented them with gifts, a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to each on this day. Before he does anything, David appoints the singing of praises, the songs that will call upon the Lord. These songs will be publicly made known among the people, God's good deeds, to sing to God, to praise God, to speak of all of God's wonderful works, to give gratitude as an offering to God. I don't know about you, but the stronger than ever, this revival, this rise up, we keep talking about us as a beacon of light, this radiance we admit as we worship and serve God. And we have to admit as well, sometimes a goat enters into the picture to remind us how good God is. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. This morning, I too want to lift up an offering. I want to lift up this offering to God today, an offering of gratitude, of vulnerability, of thanksgiving, and of praise. You have heard me say this before because I often hear it among young people. This has me all up in my feelings. And this is true for me today, this passage. Last week, the week before, this year has me all up in my feelings. I don't know about you, but it has me all up in my feelings. I find myself weepy a lot, not crying. I would like a one good cry and be done with it. Amen. But weepy. This text establishes an act of giving thanks, an act of offering our praise and gratitude toward God. This week, maybe you received, or maybe this year, an unexpected and joyful phone call. Maybe you received an unexpected gift of food, money, or a babysitter. Maybe you received a hug or a smile, an opportunity or resource when you needed it the most. This passage invites and encourages us as God's people to focus on and to recall God's good deeds and to publicly share them with others. So why should we give thanks to the Lord? Because the presence and the power of God changes our priorities and transforms our lives. In the midst of Super Bowl Sunday, where we have gifted food for those in need, along with tomorrow's free grocery distribution, our community outreach and our campus restoration, all of the joy and celebration melds with the tenderness of life. Last week, I made plans. Concrete plans for every day. I had something to do, to-do list in the Times. God laughed at them. Has it ever happened to you? Yeah. I received a phone call where I spent time speaking and praying with someone who could barely respond while her sibling held the phone to her ear. I didn't make out one phrase. She said, "Pastor Sheila," and not that clear, "I'm going to heaven." Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. See, this tenderness of life, this stronger than ever, this revival means that we are to embrace wherever God will take us. It is through the work of the Holy Spirit and the power and the presence of God, by being faithful in all things, whether in life or death, in sickness or in health, in joy or in pain, in sunshine or in rain, we will truly give thanks and gratitude as an offering to God. Our walk, our worship, our praise is a humble commitment to the Lord, who deserves to hear from each of us the sharing of God's mighty works. Look around. The sharing of God's mighty deeds. The sharing of God's holy name. The sharing of God's unending grace. Today, how will you give thanks to God? How will you give your thanks, your gratitude, as an offering to the one who loves us no matter what? So I'll ask you, Will you join me as we start at verse 8 and call on his name, all glory to God, and make known his deeds among the people? Will you join me in verse 9 as we sing to him, sing praises to him, and tell of all of his wonderful works? Will you grab your children and your neighbors and together glorify his name no matter what? As our hearts seek the Lord and rejoice in God, will you join me as we seek the Lord with all of our strength, all of our heart, all of our minds, all of our souls, all of our beings? And always, together, will we remember the wonderful works that he has done? I'm not saying don't complain. I didn't say that. I did say, rise up, saints, and embrace wherever God takes you. Embrace wherever God takes us. That may mean a phone call on the other end where we hear, I'm going to heaven. Maybe we're being called to embrace families experiencing homelessness. Maybe we're being called to embrace, celebrate recovery right here on our campus. Maybe we're being called to embrace the children homes all across Florida. Or maybe God has placed something on your heart that has yet to be revealed. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Whatever it is, may we as God's children be faithful to God and God alone in all things. May we as God's children be strengthened by God, no matter what, always. May we as God's children find comfort in God in all things, no matter what. May we as God's children be encouraged by God to embrace this thanksgiving and this attitude and gratitude as an offering toward the one who loves us the most, and who loves us first. Rise up, saints, because the presence and the power of God changes our priorities and transforms our lives. Rise up, saints, and be stronger than ever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is.